Now, back to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm Harold Mester, joined with our Interim County Executive Marvin Pratt and Board Chairman Lee Holloway. Interim County Executive, you'll be serving until the results of the April 5th election. So you're here in the county for a couple months, and we've been talking with both of you just about the plans that are going to be in place at least for the next couple months and maybe beyond. As County Executive and as Board Chairman, you two are going to be working together on a number of things. I know mental health has been a big thing, Mr. Chairman, that you've been working on during your tenure as County Executive as well. These things are going to continue to advance, and you're going to be getting some assistance from your transition committee as well, both of you. Just how do you see, with the transition committee and the two of you working together, what kind of relationship will you two have moving forward?
Well, I think we have a good one. I think that we want to do a program that will reduce the tax dollars from for Milwaukee County residents, at the same time increase the quality of care. And we'll be able to produce more people to work with them at a cost-effective measurement. So I think it's a good thing, and I've already talked to Mr. Pratt about it. You would think that I would talk to whoever that I would appoint about that, and he's pretty much up to snuff with it, and he agrees with the concept. And we'll work together, and we'll try to shape this thing together with us, the board, and what have you. I would also like to think that we'll continue working with the municipalities in terms of insurance, buy-in, and IT services and stuff like that. In fact, I was doing that when Scott Walker was here as well. So those are some of the kind of initiatives. And you know, from that perspective, Mr. Pratt may have some initiatives himself that he might see or feel is important, and I'll be with him to support that as well.
County Executive, do you see, I know it's early, but as you continue to get acquainted in this position, that there could be some things that you bring forward that the board could look at later on?
You know, I'm looking at cost savings and also hopefully some revenue enhancers, which may be somewhat one and the same. In other words, if you look at services that public entities deliver or even goods that they purchase, then, you know, you may have duplication of services, duplication of services, purchases, and you can save money if you work with, just say, for instance, the City of Milwaukee or whatever municipalities, 19 municipalities in the county that... So I think you look at that. One of the things that has struck me being in county government is that it is very lean. And, you know, there's a number of offices, even the county exec's office, you know, that you don't have people. You know, you have nine people. I'm going to give you an example. There's nine people in the county exec's office on paper. Now, there may be only five or six here. And in contrast to the mayor's office, which I do know something about, where there are 14 people.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, so. That's a big change. And so you're saying, I mean, you've already seen evidence that we're cut pretty far.
Yeah,
here
we have. Yeah, we've cut pretty far here in county government. And so, I don't know if you can do too much more relative to people as you can hopefully generating some revenue. It's cost savings in other areas other than laying off people or reduction in force, as they say in the military.
So you're going to be looking at some just creative ideas to try to find some other ways to provide good service at a lower cost.
And healthcare being a primary one, that where you can save money, and that money is then used for any kind of budgetary shortfalls or used in the budget.
To my knowledge, you're only the second interim county executive that we've had in the history of county executives in Milwaukee County. Janine Geske was appointed back in 2002. What do you see? Do you see some similarities? Have you talked with her about this?
Well, you know, I have called Judge Geske a couple of times. As a matter of fact, I went over by Marquette Law School, and she wasn't in, but she's returned the call a couple of times, and she's recuperating. She was in at Freyth Hospital. So I look forward to talking to her within the next week, hopefully face-to-face. She lives, you know, downtown here, and so... So I look forward to talking to her, just getting some ideas on the, I think, 2 months maybe that she serves as interim county exec.
So as we move forward here, the board is going to be going through, I believe, 2 county board cycles during your tenure as county executive. Mr. Chairman, let's say that there's some legislation that goes forward and maybe you don't support it. Does your appointed interim county executive, does he sign it or veto it? Who decides that?
He's his own man. I'll try to present it to him in a fashion that I think he can support it, and he's deciding not to. He's his own man.
So do you see yourself considering that?
I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman.
So let's just get this straight. I'm asking if you're going to sign or veto something that you haven't even seen yet, and we don't know what it is.
Yeah, you know, I have to look at it, and one of the things I have been impressed with is the staff around here, you know, very, very good staff, and so... Sometimes people, you think that you make sole decisions and just by yourself, but there's a fair amount of briefing and information gathering that go in decision making. So you surround yourself with good people, and so we're going to make good decisions.
Well, I know we're putting you on the spot here.
But I was saying, I agree with Marvin that, you know, a lot of the decisions that I make, and Harold, you're well aware of it, that I make it as a group of 4 or 5 people that I work with, and we come up and I pound on them and whatever, and we finally come up with a decision or answer that is in best, or we think is in best for Milwaukee County. So I am not a person that makes decisions by myself. I know I'm the one who get hit with the decision, but I very seldom ever make a decision by myself. Now, what happened is when we can't come to agreement with it, I will then make a decision totally by myself and live with it. But I'm a team kind of person. Yeah.
County Executive, I know that you had endorsed Scott Walker for governor, and do you see a relationship there that you might be able to cultivate as County Executive here in Milwaukee County? How do you see your interaction with him as we go through this process?
Well, so far it's been positive, and hopefully it will mean something positive for the county. You know,
I hope so.
I've heard positions on state share tax revenue, and probably won't be an increase. Hopefully, there's no reduction in it, and you know, maybe some other things that the state can do to help the residents of the county and of the city too.
Have you talked with the governor since being appointed to this position?
Well, I talked to him. No, not since I've been appointed to this position. I did get a congratulatory email, a note from him on the appointment, though.
Well, it's going to be an interesting couple months here. We'll see where we are after April 5th, because that's going to be another change, certainly. So that'll be interesting to see where this all goes. Is there anything, as we leave the listeners tonight, that you two want to add as we go through this process?
I'm very pleased with Mr. Pratt, now the interim county executive. I think he'll do a great job. I'm enthusiastic with working, have an opportunity to work with him. I seen him on television a lot of times over there at the City Hall, and I never thought I would get an opportunity to work with him, and now it has come, so I'm looking forward to doing that.
Well, we want to welcome you to Milwaukee County and wish you all the best.
Well, thank you very much, and let me publicly thank the chairman for the appointment. I look forward to doing well for the residents of the county of Milwaukee.
Thank you both. We'll be back with more Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.